Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the History Hit World Wars podcast. Now, we all remember the Battle of the Somme. It is ingrained, etched in British history. But what's often forgotten is that the Somme is actually a fundamentally Anglo-French offensive. Stéphanie Triol, a journalist with France 24, who specialises in international history and frequently covers the commemorations of the First World War, well, she explains to Dan about how in France, despite this, the Somme has largely been forgotten in the national history, especially when it comes to comparing it to battles like Verdun, which is the kind of equivalent in France to what the Somme is to the British. It's a great irony, really, because if you look into the first day of the Somme, the French actually did much better than the British. So lots of new perspectives here, and a very French perspective as well. If you enjoy this episode, then you can follow along online on Twitter at HistoryHitWW2 and on Instagram at JamesRogersHistory. But now, here's the Battle of the Somme from a French perspective.
Thank you for coming on History Hit. What is the mood in France like at the moment with all these huge anniversaries you're having, Verdun and the Somme coming up?
I think that we don't have so much interest in France for the Battle of the Somme. This year it was more about the Battle of Verdun. And when I ask people about the Battle of the Somme, when I ask my colleagues or my friends, they don't even know what is the Battle of the Somme. If you ask people about the First World War in France, they will only speak about Verdun. And they don't even know that there were French soldiers also in the Battle of the Somme. When they know about the Battle of the Somme, they know that it's a British battle, not a French and British battle. So they don't have a lot of interest about it.
How interesting, because in Britain, people don't think it was a French and British battle either. They just think it was British battle. And the embarrassing thing for the Brits is the French did better than the British on the first day of the Battle of the Somme. The French actually made some good advances. Has there been many commemorations of Verdun this year?
Yeah. One month ago, there was a big commemoration with the French president, François Hollande, and the German chancellor, Angela Merkel. It was a very big ceremony. And for the Battle of the Somme, I know that the French president will not be there. So that's, I think it's an important point because he was at the ceremony of Verdun, but he will not be there just at the Battle of the Somme. So it shows that for the French, the most important battle is Verdun and not the Battle of the Somme. Because during the Battle of Verdun, we were fighting alone against the Germans. And it was more... we were defending our country, our land. And for the Battle of the Somme, it's different because we were with the British people and we were in the situation of attack. So it was a different situation, and I think that in the memory of the French people, Verdun took all the place in the French memory, and it was now it's the only memory that we have about the First World War.
It's very interesting, isn't it? In both of our countries, that some memories crowd out the other memories. And in Britain and perhaps in France, we don't remember the end of the First World War when the French and British forces won spectacular victories against the Germans.
Yeah, and I think that we have a different way of remembering the First World War. And I used to go to the north of France to visit the battlefields and the cemeteries. And I'm always surprised to see that the British people always put some wooden cross or poppies everywhere. In France, it's not the same respect for our soldiers, for our family history. When I ask my friends and my colleagues about the soldier in their families, they know nothing most of the time. And when I ask my British colleagues, they used to tell me about their family history. So I think that you have much more respect for this part of our history.
Why do you think that is? Because, of course, for France, it was a matter of life and death. It was fought on French soil, and France took enormous numbers of casualties. Why do you think it's just people in France just want to consign that to history?
Because, as you said, we have so much casualties. So I think after the war, it was very difficult for every family. In every family, you have a number of dead people. So they use, in my old family, they don't talk too much about it. And then the Second World War happened. So we really, really, in few years, we used to lose this memory about the First World War.
As the centenary, the 100th anniversary, has that breathed any more life into the history? Are people remembering it a bit more now?
Yeah, it's a very good thing with this centenary, because a lot of people learn about their family history. There are a lot of associations, local associations, in a lot of little cities everywhere in France. When they try to make a list about the soldiers from this city, they have a lot of associations who organize trips to go on the battlefields. Now I think there are a lot of more and more interest thanks to this centenary of the First World War.
When I go to the Somme this week and I meet all the people and around the battlefields, I'm more likely to meet British people than French people. Will there be any French people there watching the commemorations?
Few people, I think, but I didn't hear about some French commemoration. When I received some press release about commemoration, it's only about British commemoration. So I don't think that a lot of French people will go to the Somme for the 1st of July. I think it's a kind of shame, because there was so much French casualties during this battle. But I think it's only because people don't know that there were French soldiers during the Battle of the Somme. For most of the people, it was a British battle, not a French and British battle.
Do the French know about the terrible casualties suffered on the first day of the Somme, the bloodiest day in the history of Britain? Or do the French think, well, we had casualties like that all the way from the Marne, the Battle of the Frontiers, fighting in Champagne? Are the French aware of the sacrifice that Britain made?
No, I don't think so. I think that for French people, it was one another battle. They don't know that it was a terrible day for the British, the worst of the British military history. I don't think that they know a lot of things about these days. It's like in 1914 for the French in August, in the 22nd of August, it was the worst day in the French military history, and I don't think that French people know a lot of things about that too.
Are French children studying the First World War in school?
Yes, you start to learn in the First World War when you are in a primary school, but I think that it's always about the same battle. It's always about Verdun or maybe the Chemin des Dames, but that's it. It's for the French people. If you ask the French people about the First World War, they will only tell you about Verdun. It's always a little battle and not all the battle from the First World War. The French people, they don't know about another battlefield, for example, in the Dardanelles, in Gallipoli, or in the Balkans. There were a lot of different fronts, and we only, I think, learn about Verdun.
Stephanie, your job for the last few years has to be just get involved in the 100th anniversary of the First World War. What do the French really think of the crazy Brits like me who spend the whole time visiting the battlefields of the First World War in France? Do they think that we're a bit mad, that we're obsessed with the past, or do they think it's interesting and exciting that we are engaged with our history?
No, I think that we have a lot of respect for the people who used to pay so much respect for their ancestors, for their soldiers. So I don't think that we think that you are so crazy. For example, last year I went on the battlefield with my parents because it was the centenary of the death of one of my great uncle. And when we were on the battlefield, we have met some British people, and they participate to the ceremony with us, so it was a really nice moment because it was not only French. We were with English people, so it was a kind of communion between all of us. And I think it's a good thing to share this history because we have the same history during the First World War.
Well, I think it's a very important communion, as you say, to remember that actually the Battle of the Somme was a big Anglo-French battle. It was fought on the Somme because that's where the British sector and the French sector met. Do French people, are they aware of the alliance with Britain in the war? I mean, I'll ask that question again. Are the French aware of the number of British troops and the effort the British made to fight in northern France, and how closely allied Britain and France were from 1914 to 1918?
I think that we know that we used to fight side by side, but I think that maybe the people who live in the north of France are more aware of this history because they used to see a lot of British people. They come every year to commemorate the battle, but I don't think that for the other parts of France they have the same feeling about it.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. I will be So Stephanie, it was perfect, and we will be talking to you over the next few years as the centenaries continue.
Okay, I hope so. It was very nice to talk with you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And before you go, remember, as a Warfare listener, you get a special discount at History Hit. Subscribers get access to blissfully uninterrupted ad-free podcasts and thousands of hours of history documentaries. You've got everything from the American Revolution to my own documentaries like Traces of War, Weapons of War, and 24 Hours in Normandy, where I follow in the footsteps of the Green Howards on D-Day, from their beach landings to being awarded the Victoria Cross, and all the way through their first day where they made it 7 miles inland, further than any other British or American unit. So head over to historyhit.com/subscribe or follow the link in the show notes and use the code WARFARE to get 50% off your next 3 months. That's the code WARFARE to get 50% off. And if you're an Apple listener, you can subscribe for new ad-free episodes within the app. So give it a go. I know you're gonna love it.